Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, May 21st, Thankful Thursday. I'm reminded alongside John Phillips to be thankful for the graduates in our lives. I thank the Lord for the ways that He grows those whom we love in wisdom and stature, in favor with Him and in favor with others. And our prayer is that the Lord would use those who have graduated this year in future education and in the world to help others flourish. In the Genesis passage today, Genesis 27, 14 through 33, we'll be continuing on in the story of Jacob and Esau, of sibling rivalry, of dysfunctional family. But then we're getting to Psalm 130. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that's my favorite psalm. And I have a special treat for us today. I enlisted May Splon, my daughter, to help me with that psalm. She and I recite the psalm and other passages of scripture together, kind of as a mantra. And so I can't wait for you to hear May's sweet little voice as we read Psalm 130 together. But first, let's read Genesis 27, starting in verse 14. I'm going to be reading this passage in the Christian Standard Bible today. Where we left off was that Jacob and Rebekah were talking about him stealing the blessing, and Rebekah had instructed Jacob to go get some goats from the flock. Verse 14. So he went and got the goats and brought them to his mother. And his mother made delicious food his father loved. Then Rebekah took the best clothes of her older son Esau, which were in the house, and had her younger son Jacob wear them. She put the skins of the young goats on his hands and the smooth part of his neck. Then she handed the delicious food and the bread she had made to her son Jacob. When he came to his father, he said, "My father?" And he answered, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" Jacob replied to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you told me. Please sit up and eat some of my game so that you may bless me." But Isaac said to his son, "How did you ever find it so quickly, my son?" He replied, "Because the Lord your God made it happen for me." Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come closer so I can touch you, my son. Are you really my son Esau or not?" So Jacob came closer to his father Isaac. When he touched him, he said, "The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau." He did not recognize him, because his hands were hairy like that of his brother Esau. So he blessed him. Again he asked, "Are you really my son Esau?" And he replied, "I am." Then he said, "Bring it closer to me and let me eat some of my son's game so that I may bless you." Jacob brought it closer to him and he ate. He brought him wine and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Please come closer and kiss me, my son." So he came closer and kissed him. When Isaac smelled his clothes, he blessed him and said, "Ah, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. May God give to you from the dew of the sky and from the richness of the land an abundance of grain and new wine. May peoples serve you and nations bow in homage to you. Be master over your relatives. May your mother's sons bow in homage to you. Those who curse you will be cursed, and those who bless you will be blessed." As soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had left the presence of his father Isaac, his brother Esau arrived from his hunting. He had also made some delicious food and brought it to his father. He said to his father, Let my father get up and eat some of his son's game, so that you may bless me. But his father Isaac said to him, Who are you? He answered, I am Esau, your firstborn son. Isaac began to tremble uncontrollably. Who was it then, he said, who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate it before you came in, and I blessed him. Indeed, he will be blessed. Gracious, I have so many questions. I mean, why couldn't he just revoke that blessing that he put on Jacob? Because Jacob had lied. Look back at verse 20, it says, But Isaac said to his son, How did you ever find it so quickly, my son? He replied, Because the Lord your God made it happen for me. Yikes, here he is masking manipulation in spiritual language. He's saying God provided, whereas we know he was just doing what his mom had said, and he lied. How do we do this in our lives? Sometimes we use spiritual language to kind of mask our desires. Did God really open that door, or did we push our way through it? Was God calling us to a certain location, or did he give us a piece about something, or is it just something we continually wanted so much that we said it must be God's will? Just something to think about as we process our days. I love the little book about God's will by Kevin DeYoung. It's called Just Do Something. And in that book, he talks about how he was called from one church to another and how he wanted to say, you know, it was God. He called me there, and kind of blame it on God. But the more faithful response for him was that he felt God would be happy with him serving at either church. And he had to say to the one congregation, you know, I really just desire to go to this other congregation for whatever reason, I can't remember. That's a harder conversation to have than hiding behind the call of God. So I just want us to be careful with our language about God and his work in our lives. Was it God that caused something to happen, or did we push our way through? And most importantly, are our hearts yielded in obedience to God? Here in this story, Rebecca really wants Jacob to get that blessing, and so she manipulates the situation. And so, Lord, help us not to be manipulative and to wait on you. That's a great segue into Psalm 130, which reminds us that we need to wait upon the Lord. This psalm is also in the Songs of Ascent, and the first two verses say this, Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. And this is where May and I pick up the passage. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sin,
who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness.
Therefore,
you are feared.
My soul
awaits for you.
My soul waits for you, Lord, more than watchmen wait for the morning.
More than watchmen wait for the morning.
Put your hope in the Lord.
For with the Lord
is unfailing love, and with him
is full redemption.
He will redeem Israel
from all her sins.
Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This psalm reminds us that we can call out to the Lord, and he listens to our cry. It also reminds us that he forgives our sins. As another psalm says, as far as east is from west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Here it says, with you there is forgiveness, and that's why we revere the Lord. The next section reminds us to wait on him, not to try to plow through, not to try to bring God's blessing upon us, but to recognize his work in our lives and to wait in anticipation as someone looking over on the mountainside looking over the valley, watching for the news that the battle has been won. And then finally, Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with him are two things, unfailing love and full redemption. The Lord will redeem us. He has done so in Jesus Christ. He is working in our lives even now, his redemptive story. And one day he is coming again to finally and fully redeem us and to rescue us. Will you pray with me? Lord, on this thankful Thursday, that's something that we are grateful for, your redemptive love. Also, thank you for the precious voice of May and other children in our midst. Lord, at this moment, help us to think of one child that we know. And we just thank you for them and ask your blessing upon them. We also thank you, Lord, for a place. Today, we thank you for a graduation arena, for accomplishments that only come by your grace. And we thank you for something, a little something, that has reminded us of your creative power or your sustaining grace. Bless us, Lord, today, and help us to see all whom we encounter as those for whom you died. In Jesus' name, amen.